Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Barry Botterford, CEO of 360 Clean, a specialized janitorial franchise. We're also meeting with Dennis Null, area developer of 360 Clean. And 360 Clean is the innovative leader of the commercial cleaning industry. 360 Clean provides services to a large number of industry types. Through an expanding network of expertly trained owner-operators, 360 Clean has created a company that delivers consistent and quality service to office, building, and property managers. And that's coming up on segment two of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com. Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And today's show is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only magazine that targets both franchisors and multi-unit franchisees, and it's a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. How you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
I'm having a nice week, Marty. Doing fine today. How are you?
Good. Same here. Nice week. It's going by fast. It's a bit cold up here. It seems like winter has come back, Don. So maybe just another week or so, we'll finally hit spring, huh?
Yeah, it's March, so as the month goes on, I feel positive that it'll start getting warmer. I think everyone's ready for the winter to be over, turn the page to summer and baseball and getting outside doing stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. Our last show, Don, we met with Bill Warner, Max Muscle Sports Nutrition Vice President and Franchise Development, and Kristen Wood, who is a franchisee for Max Muscle Sports Nutrition. And if you missed the show, they were established in 1991 by former NFL linebacker Joe Wells. And very interesting concept. There's a lot of things we can say about this show. Did you have any thoughts on last week's show? Anything stand out?
Just the fact that, you know, of course, Bill's very passionate about the franchise and the industry.
Yeah.
Knew a lot. Was great explaining everything. It was a really nice show, I thought. Large industry. I think he said $22 billion. They have 150 stores covering 38 states. I think they've only just begun. So good things should be going on with Max Muscle for years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was a great story, too, with the franchisee, Don, Kristen Wood. She had an interesting story. I mean, this was a woman with a background, worked for the government, I think it was for almost 20 years. So she said, you know, she certainly wasn't groomed to go into her own business, you know, and she was kind of sold on the whole franchise concept. But she had an amazing story. You know, she I think she got sick and she had, you know, some things happen in her life, you know, and it just seemed like the right time to do something like this. And I think they did a lot of research, too. She went in with a business partner, and this seemed like a good match for what she was looking to do, you know, because she was kind of changing her mindset, too, as far as, you know, that healthy lifestyle or alternative. And I think that this could be and probably is one of those feel-good type of franchise opportunities, because once again, it gives you the chance to really help people change their lives. And they're very knowledgeable on the products. You know, it's not like just like a typical retail place where you come in and you buy something and that's it. There's no interaction. These franchisees really become, I guess you could say, counselors or experts on the products that they're selling, you know. So I thought it was a great story of someone going into a franchise because she didn't want to, I think she said, reinvent the wheel. They had some great accolades, too. Let's see here, Don. Rated by Entrepreneur Magazine as a top retail franchise in 2010, a top 500 franchise in 2010, and Military Times Magazine as a 2010 best for vets business.
Right.
So they've had some great accolades, great growth, you know, as you were mentioning, and, you know, look for one in your neighborhood very soon because, you know, they're doing really well. So it's a great opportunity. So I think we should, once again, keep our eye on them, you know, again, have them back in the near future and watch as they continue to grow.
Definitely.
So we have some announcements today, too, don't we? Let's see, we have to tell all our listeners about Franchise World Radio. I don't know if I told you, I went to the website this morning, by the way, and it looked fantastic. There's just a lot on there. You know, if someone's looking to buy a franchise, it's a great place to start, of course.
Yeah, and not just that, it's, you know, anybody in the franchising industry, whether you're a consultant, you're a service to the franchise industry, a area developer like we're going to have on today, and of course a franchise system, you can have your own radio show. It's the first radio station to the franchise industry, franchiseworldradio.com, and it's just a great way to get the further get the message out nationally and internationally about your business, your franchise, and have some fun with it, and even have it being a moneymaker. You can have some of your own suppliers and vendors to your franchise system. You can take out commercials on the show. But in general, it's a good way. During these times, it's tougher. A lot of franchises are looking for ways to be creative to find new investors and franchisees. And, you know, we've been doing this 4 years. We see the growth of our show and the amount of people who are listening. And, you know, it's amazing the statistics for internet radio. So that's the kind of the reasoning why we started Franchise World Radio. But you can have a show weekly or just once a month or twice a month, a lot of flexibility, no equipment needed. And like I said before, if you and I can do it, is it pretty much that anybody can do it?
And anybody can do it. That's true. You know, and you mentioned something too, Don, is how much fun it's been to do something like this. And yes, you know, you can make a nice amount of money doing it as well, of course. But it really is fun. I think if you ask people that gotten into internet radio, I was saying, before the show, I mean, how well, you've mastered this craft now. I go back from time to time and I'll listen, to early shows, like our first 5 or 10 shows. You see how we struggled a bit, and after a while it just becomes natural, and the people that we've interviewed on the show have really been quite amazing. I mean, people that I really admire. So, yeah, I mean, anyone can do it.
You start to not even really think about just being on the radio. You get so involved in the guest and the conversation and the news and statistics and all that and just the love of franchising, and it kind of just you just be yourself. That's all you have. You know, the nervous factor goes out. It's human nature. When you first do it, you'd be a little nervous at first. You're too much in your mind, but it's fun. It's easy. And
the nice thing is there's tools today too. There's editing features and things like that. You and I have had some flaws throughout the 4 years on the show, and there's nice simple tools that you can use to kind of like edit bits and pieces of the show if you wanted to, and that happens to everybody, by the way. It could be the Today Show or Good Morning America or whatever it is. And those shows are there for life. I mean, again, here you and I recording all these shows. Over 200 shows. You can go back and listen to our first show that we ever did, which still blows my mind, And those advertisers are still being played on that particular show, which is quite amazing.
And whoever does have their own show on Franchise World Radio, like you said, they own the show. They can put the shows on their websites. They can use it to increase traffic on their sites. There's a whole bunch of things that start flowing and going. Last few months, while we're doing the live show, I'm sure it's going to happen today. A lot of people in the chat room and with the increased podcast and so forth, there's a lot of different aspects to internet radio and cutting and pasting and putting on commercials, going back on past shows. It's really fascinating why you and I got involved with it because of all the flexibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I want to say hi to our people, listeners in our chat room today. Don, I want to start acknowledging them too because, a lot of them are there religiously every Thursday, listening to the show. And we do appreciate the listeners, and all the emails we get and things like that. And just amazing that we have listeners all over, not just the U.S., but the world, that we get emails from Australia and Singapore. And that just still blows my mind when that happens, that people actually hear our show, in those countries. I understand you're a celebrity in Singapore, by the way. From our show.
It's throughout the Great Far East.
So when you go out there, you're going to be greeted with flowers and things like that. So interesting.
I better look good when I get off the plane.
There you go. We have an interesting show today too, don't we? It's
definitely. Meeting with Barry Botiford, CEO of 360 Clean, a specialized janitorial franchise, and we always like when there's multiple guests on. Meeting with Dennis Null, area developer. For 360 Clean as well. So when you're an area developer, you're not only an owner of and a franchisee yourself, you also buy a large territory where other franchisees can come within your territory. And he'll talk about that a little bit, but there's more of an investment made.
When you're an area developer.
Yeah, right.
Versus, and I think they have both opportunities, Don, where I guess you could buy the individual unit and, of course, you can buy the area development package as well. It seems like a lot of them go into the area development. What I like about this franchise opportunity is it doesn't seem like it's very expensive to get into, I always like that because it's always like one of our number one questions in emails, if someone wants a lower cost type of franchise, yes, we do have some great opportunities on our show, whether it's, Yum Brands, KFC, but a lot of them are kind of up there sometimes, $500,000, $600,000. So it's just not in everyone's price range. And these guys have a lot of different things going on, that I want to listen to this fact. I saw this on their, I think it was their website, that your desktop contains 400 times more germs than a toilet.
So they have a remedy for that, by the way, you know. But I just said, oh my God, I said, who the hell knew, you know?
Right.
That's that bad. So
well, I'm making a note as we speak. I'm making a note as we speak to wipe off my desk later, sanitize it.
I have to admit, I did this morning. So, again, you know, you're the only ones really here, you know. We don't have a lot of people here where I am. So it's not a big concern. But, you know, in an office, my God, you know, you're dealing with so many people. It's
right.
important. You don't want your employees getting sick either, do you? You know, because that's
right.
going to slow things down a bit, and you're going to sometimes lose sales. And so, yeah, so I'm looking forward to having the guys on the show today. I think it's going to be very interesting. I know you had some interesting, an interesting article that we needed to discuss.
Yeah, first of all, it's this weekend, Marty, the Franchise and Business Opportunities Expo at the Meadowlands Expo Center, the New York, New Jersey show. That's this Saturday, Sunday. They're out in Denver in a couple of weeks, so people can go to usfranchiseexpos.com, a couple of these regional franchise shows, which are always nice. People looking to invest in a franchise, go out and see a bunch
last
of
weekend,
franchise
right,
systems.
Was that last weekend, the franchise show? Was it in New Jersey? I know it's the one that you usually go to. Or is it coming up this weekend?
Coming up this weekend, the 5th and 6th.
Oh, okay.
They had
right.
one in Nashville, Tennessee, February 19th to 20th. I knew a few franchisors who went to that show. So, and that was a newer franchise system. A lot of times a franchise will, you know, it's you go there because you want to find investors. But another mm-hmm. way is to really start getting the brand name out there, and that's why this particular franchise, went out there. So that's the nice thing about the shows.
Right.
We didn't get a chance to finish last week. The Keys to Longevity, a veteran Subway franchisee offers some tips. And he ran nuclear reactors for submarines for many years and then decided to open up his own Subway stores. And he talked about
wow.
don't do anything without strategic research. I guess someone who did that type of work in the military is going to be very,
research-oriented.
Yeah. So of course it's always it's always key to plan and remember he had two of his most trusted associates ended up being managers for him, and then he started talking about how to prepare in advance for inevitable tough times. He says your attitude's the most important thing when starting out. When my first Subway unit opened in '92, I went from having 15 employees to 5 within the first few weeks. So I wouldn't constantly take money out of the business. I ended up working another job for 6 months to continue the financial security of the franchise. The trick is not to run the company out of a shoebox. You can put money in, but when the financial flops come is when franchisees continually take money out. Even though they might be doing it to keep the business intact, it will eventually hurt in the long term. Realistically, don't plan on an income for at least 6 months. It's a good point. You got to plan for...
That is a good point, yeah.
Always plan kind of the worst, you know, even thinking, hey, Subway, this was back in 92, even Subway's so much more well-known and international. Now you think opening up a Subway, hey, no problem, hey, I can even work another job. Probably not the case.
Right.
You've always talked about that one story of someone who opened up and really kind of didn't do well the first couple of years and then ended
right.
up doing well, but it's not always a guarantee you're going to hit it big right from the start and be profitable after the first few months. Next thing he talked about was map out your next few years realistically. This is where a lot of franchisees hurt themselves, and it's the most important starting out. A lot of owners take on too much debt in the beginning and have trouble getting out of the hole. He creates a budget on a 12-month timeline. Within the budget, I factor in a 5 to 10% growth rate. I also factor in a 5% decrease in sales. So he plans worst case. And the last point he says is let the customer drive the business decision. Finances are the most important factor for a business, but marketing and customer service are close seconds. In this business, the customer is always right. The customer is not there for you. You are there for them. Building up good customer service can be done in a number of ways. And so that and just proper planning and research is what has led this guy to be a very successful multi-unit franchisee for Subway.
Wow. Yeah, it's a great story.
And here's something, Marty, through the Las Vegas Business Press, starting fresh with a franchise, entrepreneur says becoming flip-flops dealer saved his career. unemployment bordering on 15% locally and 9% nationwide doesn't exactly spur confidence in job seekers. Overwhelmed businesses may start to look at submitted resumes and cover letters the way they'd look at junk mail. Scott Santy was one of those desperately mass mailing in search of a job. He was discarded by his employer. He's a financial investment company he was at. And instead of a tie, he now dons a T-shirt saying, "Live, work, play with your toes exposed," and works as a franchisee selling flip-flops. Brian Miller expects more businesses to jump into franchising. The IFA convention recently drew thousands of franchise services from around the country. Lingering unemployment and companies leery about hiring have made becoming a franchisee very appealing, said Miller, who's the president of the Entrepreneur Source franchise coaching company. He pointed to industry predictions of healthy growth in 2011. The number of franchise establishments will grow by 2.5% this year, from an estimated 765 to 784,000, Miller said. That's an increase of about 19,000. A franchise establishment is counted as any one franchise location opened. For example, three new McDonald's restaurants opened would count as three, of course.
Okay.
The study also projected a nationwide jump in total economic output from franchises in 2011. The gross value of franchise products and services this year expected to jump to $740 billion. That's up almost 5% from a year ago. It's pretty good in this economy to have that type of jump. Santy, going back to the franchisee for flip-flop shops, contributed to that 2010 franchise economic impact in Southern Nevada by moving here in the summer of 09 to start up his franchise at the Mandalay Place on the Strip. As he tells it, the more casual version of sandals has saved his career. Only 30 years old, he had graduated college with a marketing degree, got his Series 7 license, but none of his earlier jobs took. In early 08, he had spent nearly a year working in sales finance company, then a recession, and he was really encouraged to leave. So he took the hint. He didn't want to be fired and have that on his unemployment record. Basically said he wasn't hitting my numbers, and he knew he was going to be asked to leave soon, so he left on his own. But he was lucky. He had some money saved up, Marty. His parents helped him out. And the summer, he didn't know what to do, so he went and visited. He went to Las Vegas with a friend. He says the trip changed his life. Everybody on the Strip was wearing flip-flops. I wanted to get in on that. After meeting with flip-flop shops, franchisors, and representatives from Mandalay Bay, he began a year-long process of opening his 725-square-foot shop. By the summer of 09, he was running a flip-flop shops franchise. That wasn't cheap. He had to pay $25,000 franchise fee. The all-in cost of inventory and opening up was in the $160,000 to $200,000 range. His parents helped him out. Turned out to be a good investment. Last year, we made close to $900,000 in revenue. We yielded a 25% profit margin. Two more flip-flop shop locations are planned for the Strip, and Santy has the rights to one of them. He's looking into a location. Getting financing for a small business or franchise operation isn't easy, Miller said. He called the type of financing Santy received from his parents angel investing. But people who don't have well-to-do benefactors or friendly bank lenders may have the option of franchise or financing. So they go into financing a little bit. But this is an interesting article about a young guy. And, you know, we always talk about the older person and, you know, say 50s, for example, who gets laid off or downsized, and what do they do? And, you know, they're used to making a certain amount of money. But with this economy really affecting everybody, how about the person in the late 20s, early 30s? Maybe never kind of really gets their career going. Things are that tough. And, you know, what are they going to do? They have a few years of experience built up. The problem is they might not have the money and the savings built up. In this case, family was able to help, had faith that he was going to be a hard worker. But he was smart about it. I guess he's in a pretty good market. And, you know, the flip-flop shops is not a household name franchise. But that's, you know, but that can be a good thing, too. You know, you can be in on that curve of success with the franchise. And just because it's not a big name, as long as it has a good product, good price, good service, you know, that can be the winning formula.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, how they came up with the whole concept just through really, like, observation, you know. It's interesting, something else you said, Don, that made me think, you know, is you're right. We spend a lot of time talking about, over the last year anyway, with good reason, those who have been let go of from corporate America, you know, in their 40s, 50s, and sometimes even 60s, and now getting into franchising. But you're right, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about the younger audience as well. I call them the collegepreneur. I didn't make that up, by the way, you know. But,
yeah.
You know, and I was telling you a story last week of a young gentleman who graduated from college, and he documented his whole franchise search, you know, through video. And he's going to be on our show, by the way. I don't think I mentioned this to you. I think in about 3 or 4 weeks, we're going to get him on the show. He's going to talk about his experience. We haven't focused on that. It was great stories, you know, because, again, franchising could provide an opportunity even to someone in their 20s to 30s, so you can say. The challenge is always the same thing, is where am I going to get the money? But there's a lot of great opportunities out there. You know, we don't always need $500,000 to do something like that, you know? So, I think it's a great story.
Definitely. Interesting.
Oh, good job. Well, good job, Don. Why don't we do this? I see our guests, Barry and Dennis, have called in. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews. Good job, Don. Coming up in segment two, they're the innovative leader of the commercial cleaning industry. Meeting with Barry Botterford, CEO of 360 Clean, a specialized janitorial franchise. And we're also meeting with Dennis Null, area developer of 360 Clean. And that's coming up on segment two of Franchise Interviews.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Big mouth!
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Barry Botterford, CEO of 360 Clean, a specialized janitorial franchise. And we're also meeting with Dennis Null, area developer of 360 Clean. And 360 Clean is the innovative leader of the commercial cleaning industry. Hi, Barry. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Marty, for having us on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you. Guys, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson. And I know, Don, you wanted to say good morning to Barry and Dennis.
Hey, Barry and Dennis, we appreciate you coming on. Very excited to hear the 360 Clean story. You guys all pumped up this morning?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We appreciate you guys having us on.
Good.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Barry, we always like to start off asking our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm traveling a little bit. Our corporate office is in Charleston, South Carolina, but I'm actually over in Columbia, South Carolina today meeting with a potential area developer for Charlotte. So having a good day.
That's fantastic. And Dennis, how about yourself? Where are you, Dennis, today?
I'm down in Mobile, Alabama, out meeting with
customers.
Oh, great.
How's the weather down there in Alabama today?
It's great. It's going to be in the 70s today, so it's a great day.
Nice. Fantastic. That's great. Barry, I thought I could start off with you and find out what were you doing before getting involved in 360 Clean?
Well, I was a pharmaceutical sales rep, and that's what I'd done for 6 years and been in the corporate America scene. And, you know, that's really what led me into this industry because I had the desire to own my own business. So it was kind of my blood, father, uncles that all owned their own business. So it's something I wanted to do, but I wanted to find something out there that could provide a niche service, but also was something that was potentially recession resistant and, you know, something that could be replicated in franchising. And that led us into the janitorial service industry. And, you know, from there, that's where we began to specialize in medical offices because of that background.
It's true, because when you think of your industry, you don't think of niche-oriented. And when Don and I were studying your franchise, we saw that you guys certainly do have a niche in the market. So I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, you know, and I tell the same story all the time, is that when I first started 360 Clean, I looked at it as the world does not need another typical janitorial service. There were plenty of them out there, you know, in the local market, and there's absolutely plenty of them in the franchise sector. So we said, you know what, when we address both areas from the service standpoint and the franchise sector, we're going to come in a different manner. And so far it's proven that people see the difference, and I think that's one of the main benefits or main reasons for our success.
Absolutely. Dennis, how about yourself? What were you doing before becoming an area developer for 360 Clean?
Well, I had done 15 years with a medical equipment manufacturer, and left that in 2005 to join my family in the real estate business. And unfortunately, at that same time, Hurricane Katrina hit down here on the Gulf Coast.
Uh-huh.
So the real estate market just dried up, and it was
tough going
for a few years. So I started looking for something to do that I could go out and be my own boss and be in charge of my own destiny.
That's interesting. And you had the opportunity, Dennis, I guess, to go two different routes with 360 Clean. You had the area developer opportunity and then, I guess, like the individualized unit. Why did you choose the area developer?
It really appealed to me because of the ability to go out and really be owner of a huge, it could be a potentially a huge business and develop this area. I saw more potential in being able to go out there and do that, and I wanted to be able to also work with other individuals to help them grow their and own their own business.
Interesting, yeah.
So, Barry, you know, talk to us, you know, people listening. You know, what's the appeal to be an investor and franchisee of 360 Clean? I mean, and maybe talk a little bit more about your thoughts of why you wanted to start up in this industry and the niche you have going on with the medical practices.
Sure. What we've done, you know, like I was mentioning from the beginning as far as the niche and the market is, our focus on medical offices has always included disinfecting even the floors. We very, you know, we put a lot of focus on touch surfaces, which a lot of people don't think about. We look at them as the key pathway of germs spreading through offices, and those are things such as, you know, your light switches, your doorknobs, keypads, things of that nature. But also taking the technology such as microfiber. We partner with Protein. They make a vacuum that has four levels of filtration. It's just taking everything beyond the traditional, what we would call trash and dash. You know, if you take your traditional cleaning company, they come in, they may do a little bit of dusting, they empty the trash, they do some vacuuming, and they're out of there. We're looking at it more from a hygienic standpoint. And when I say that, that means, you know, we're looking out also to keep your, you know, your clients, but also your employees healthy.
Right.
And it's been proven, you know, there's as many germs on a desktop and on fax machine buttons as there are in a restroom. And so those are things that we're focusing on and taking it to that next level. We clean a daycare, we clean a church, we clean an attorney's office just like we would a surgery center. Same product, same everything, and of course, it's competitively priced as well. And, you know, from the area developer standpoint, you know, it's a great opportunity. For one, there's not many opportunities out there where you can become what we kind of look at as like a regional franchisor. Because you take Dennis is kind of, you know, he's basically a regional franchisor for Mobile and the Panhandle, Pensacola, and that area, because he's selling our franchises, supporting the franchisees, and helping them develop their business. But at the same time, it has multiple revenue streams, just like a franchisor. You get part of the royalty. You get part of every time you go out and get a contract for a franchisee, there's a sales and marketing fee that they get pretty much all of. And, you know, there's other services that we offer that, of course, they get a, you know, a piece of. But the benefit for the franchisee themselves, the unit franchisee, is that we look at, you know, owning a small business. There's really three major hats that have to be worn. And that's the sales, the operations, and, you know, the accounting, the back-end work. Well, so many times when you look at small businesses and why they fail, it has to do with sales. And so many people buy into franchises, and, you know, it's a pretty shop and everything looks great, but all of a sudden they realize, I don't know how to market. I don't understand business development. And that's where the area developer comes in, because that's what the area developer is actually focusing on probably 90% of their time, is getting out and helping get more contracts and growing the business. So, you know, they almost kind of become the full-time commission-only salesperson for the unit franchise owners. You know, but at the same time, when you look at the industry continues to grow. As a company, we grew 300% in 2010. And, of course, for us, a lot of that has to do with our focus on medical offices. I'd say 70 to 75% of our contracts are made up of medical offices or surgery centers or something of that nature. So, you know, everyone continues to get sick, and doctors continue to see patients. So, of course, they've got to keep their offices clean. And all, at the same time, standards are being increased. You know, you look at these medical offices and the way they were clean maybe 10 years ago, things are different now. You know, ever since H1N1, people are thinking a little bit different. You see sanitizers everywhere. You walk in, you know, you might even walk in some of the fast food restaurants now, and you see hand sanitizers. So there's a lot more top-of-mind awareness about sanitization and how things should be sanitized or disinfected. So it's kind of playing into our marketing plan, and what we're doing overall as a company.
And that, Dennis, is what attracted you to the franchise, Dennis, this niche just not being a cleaning service but a modern kind of specific niche type janitorial service?
Yeah.
Was that your attraction?
It definitely was. Having that in my background, I knew how important it was for facilities to be sanitized and how much they focused on cleanliness of their areas. And as I looked in my process of looking at 360 Clean, I looked at other competitors, and I really saw everybody else in the same boat, but this was a way to differentiate our service. And it truly is something that we do different than everybody else that's out there, which would translate not only to healthcare facilities, but as Barry said earlier, every type of facility is worried about the health of their employees and their customers, cutting down on sick days, increasing productivity.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a way that I could really go in and tell that story, and I think it has gotten a good reception.
And I think for people listening, one thing to make clear in owning this type of franchise, you're not actually doing the work yourself, you're managing people. Maybe you can talk about that aspect a little bit, Barry.
Sure, definitely. And especially as an area developer, that's one thing when we market our area developer opportunities, we have to make sure everyone understands that you're not going to own a cleaning business. Like Dennis does not own a cleaning business. He's basically in charge of securing more franchisees, helping them grow their business, offering support. He's, like I said, mentioned earlier, he's kind of that regional franchisor of that area. And at the unit franchise level, we have people who come in two capacities, some that come in part-time because it allows them to do that because we're helping them grow their business. We even do the accounting for them as far as invoicing and collections. And so it kind of leads them to focus on the operations. And we have those that come in and want to do it full-time right away. So it offers some flexibility there. But another thing I'd like to mention is that, of course, I'm very involved with our area developers. I have an open-door policy, an open phone line policy with our unit franchisees. And the reason I say that is because I've been at every level of this business. And I know there are definitely some CEOs in franchising who have been at every level of their business. But I started this business just how our franchisees started, part-time, many of them. And I built it into a full-time business, then we began franchising. So I know, our system is built around how to do that correctly. We just didn't say, okay, you can start it part-time. We've actually mastered how you do that. We have processes for that of managing employees, finding the employees, and things of that nature that go along with running it part-time or full-time. And at the same time, I've been at the area developer level. We wanted to master each level before we, of course, began offering the opportunity. So for about 3 or 4 months in Charleston, I kind of played the role of an area developer before we secured an area developer in Charleston. So, at every level I've been, and our system is built around that. So every aspect of it's been mastered and been tested.
Every industry competitive. Your industry, of course, is competitive. What do you think makes a difference with a client, say a medical office, deciding to go with 360 Clean over other competitors? Well, what have you seen has been the deciding factor?
What we did, it's a very good question. What we did about 3 years ago was we said, we have a specialization in medical. And I'm big on branding. I'm big on brand awareness. So what we did was we branded the process. And it's called Janimed, J-A-N-I-M-E-D, Janimed. That is our cleaning processes and system for how we clean. So when we go in and we market, we're marketing 360 Clean, but we have this process and system called Janimed. And we really hone in on the benefits, not only for what you're going to see, but like we were speaking about earlier, the things you can't see that we're going to clean and how important that is. But on the flip side of that, we can be competitively priced. So is, just take a look at us. Let us give you a proposal so you can see what we do and just compare it to your current service. Most companies can't do that. Most of them are going to, and then they're going to say, okay, we're insured, we're bonded, and so forth, and I'm going to beat the other guy out on price. And we're trying to raise awareness that, price, of course, is important. Everybody has a bottom line, but we try to educate. We join medical associations. We join, other types of associations, but we go in as an education and as an authority on the type of hygienic cleaning that we're providing. And it really begins to sink in. Now, it may take a little while, but at the same time, we begin to make inroads and those things begin to create benefits.
Who gets credit for the name, Barry, for 360 Clean? That's Don and I thought that was a clever name for the company as well.
Yeah, when we were deciding on it, you know, we were looking at, you know, different names, and we have a great marketing company that does all of our branding, Root Concept. They've created our logo, our website, to do everything for us. But in talking with Root Concept, I'll give them, you know, some credit for that, of course. But when we looked at it, we looked at it from two angles, not just 360 Clean being, you know, the better cleaning company or cleaning everything from a 360 angle, but see, we also offer landscape services and maintenance services. Now, we sub those services out, but we can kind of become the one-stop shop for our clients as well. So there's really two angles on that name, the total clean and also being able to clean more than just, you know, your inside. We can also take care of the outside of your building as well.
That's fantastic. It's interesting, the whole green concept, how has that affected your industry or your business, Barry? Have you guys got involved in that as well?
Yeah, we do. We have a program called 360 Green Clean. So if we go into an office and, you know, let's say it needs to be a building that's LEED certified, they require green cleaning, we can go with our 360 Green Clean program, and it is a 100% green clean program. On the flip side of that, our Janimed system definitely involves disinfectants, and there is really no EPA green disinfectant out there because they still classify them as pesticides. So with that being said, we do as much green involvement with the Janimed system. We say it's basically environmentally conscious because it is. We're using green vacuums, we're using green glass cleaners, green microfiber products and our material and things of that nature. But I have to tell you, when you sit down with someone and you really begin to talk to them about the Janimed system, you all of a sudden they begin to say, you know what, they are going to be as green as possible, but these germs are very important to me as well.
Of course.
I would have to say, you know, in our scope of work, I mean, we range from, you know, in Florida up to Chicago, Illinois, and to Madison, Wisconsin, and I would still say that our Janimed system is being implemented probably 95% of the time. But we do offer the green program.
That's great. Barry and Dennis, we have to take a quick break. Are you gentlemen able to stick around for another segment?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com. Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. If you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. As we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Barry Botterford, CEO of the 360 Clean, a specialized janitorial franchise. We're also meeting with Dennis Null, area developer of 360 Clean. And 360 Clean is the innovative leader of the commercial cleaning industry. And Don, I think you're up.
Yeah, Barry, maybe talk about the type of franchisee moving forward you're going to be looking for, types of characteristics, any type of person you look for, any prior business ownership or sales experience. I mean, who's someone, I guess, you want to find, maybe someone like Dennis?
Sure. For the area developer, we're definitely looking for someone who has some sales or business development experience because that's what they're going to be doing a majority of the time. But even more than that, someone who's looking to build something larger than just, say, a single franchise.
Right.
We have a lot of people who come to us and we talk to them and they're looking at maybe owning, say, a restaurant or some type of other single unit. But what we really talk to them about and make sure that it's inside of them is that they want to do something larger than that. And they understand that they're going to have multiple franchise owners underneath them. And they're really looking at building that empire. With a franchise fee for our area developer, it's $29.5, and there's virtually, little or no overhead except for marketing and some working capital. So it's a very, very affordable opportunity with a lot of upside potential. As far as the unit franchise, our franchise fee is $8,500, and we get franchise owners to become unit franchisees from all different areas. There's really no set criteria that we're looking for because, of course, they can start it part-time or they can start it full-time. But at the same time, we're very selective in that process, and we tell all of our current franchisees, be careful when we want to share our brand and we want to represent ourselves in a very quality manner because it's very important to the brand and to the brand quality. So we're very selective in that process. But we have, folks who are unit franchise owners who may be FedEx drivers, those who work in state jobs. We have some who are actually even in sales jobs. We've had a few come through that are in sales jobs with other types of companies. But the thing that it does is there's so many folks out there who are seeing downsizing or they've been downsized. And this allows them to go ahead and kind of start and get their feet wet with business ownership with our unit franchise opportunity and do it in a part-time manner and kind of build it and scale it, in the manner they would like to. So they can begin building this on the side. So if the time comes that they're ready to jump into it full-time or have to jump into it full-time, they've been able to start and kind of get ahead of the game.
And
but Dennis, did you want to talk about training? We should probably get the training too, right, Don?
Yeah.
I mean, like, what was that like for you, Dennis?
It's, starting out, the only experience I had cleaning was cleaning my house, so I didn't really know what to expect on a commercial level. But
you probably weren't even good at that as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. So Barry came in and spent about a week with me, and we went over training, went over all aspects of the business, and showed me the GeniMed process and what we needed to do. And has always been there. As he said, he had an open phone policy. He does. He's always available for a phone call to answer any questions. And I think we have a good support group within the area developers you know, asking questions, and because they're going to come up, you're not going to be able to get trained on everything all at once. But I'm there for my franchisees, and Barry and the other area developers are there for me when I have a question that comes up that I don't know. So it's it was a good week to start off, and then ongoing, it continues today in training.
One thing we're adding in as well is some web training for the operational side of the business and the actual JanaMed system and how we clean offices. We just came out with a new program it's a web-based program that's video-based. So, you know, anytime you go to training, you take in a lot of knowledge, but then you get out in the field and you're like, you know, oh, this is the real thing. So this
right.
allows franchisees to go back to these videos and look at them and be trained from, you know, from there forward. But at the same time, it provides them the opportunity to take a laptop in or, you know, an iPad or what have you and train their employees with these same training videos. So training is consistent across the board.
That's interesting. What about a typical day? It could be for Barry or Dennis. What's that like from the moment? I guess, Dennis, you should probably answer that question, like from when you get up till the end of the day, what goes on there?
A typical day for me is just nonstop prospecting, so going out and trying to get my franchisees new accounts. And mixed into that, we have customer support, doing inspections, making sure that we are providing the service that we said we're going to provide, and then also trying to work with the franchisees on anything that they have questions about as far as running their business. So it's my first goal is to try to find my franchisees new business, and then mixed in there, making sure we're taking care of our customers and delivering on what we said we were going to do. And then, you know, the evening time, you know, late afternoon, early evening is just kind of wrapping up, making sure I've got all the loose ends tied up and making sure that just running a company, you know, looking at the books, making sure that we've got the revenue coming in that we need and planning my advertising program.
Are you happy with that answer, Barry?
Yeah, that was pretty good. I think you practiced that one. No, I talk to these guys daily, and you know, I think I've already talked to two already this morning. So, you know, we're all in tune to what we're doing, and the great thing about the network of area developers we've got now is, you know, we're building a little bit of competition amongst them, which makes it fun, and you know, at the same time, we're really uniting as a team, and
right.
you know, it's not your typical franchise system where support is all about when you have a problem. You know, we're talking all the time too about, you know, being productive and proactive and coming out with new ideas. And I think more than anything, I think Dennis would say the same thing, is we're actually having a lot of fun and doing what we're doing. So that's the most important thing.
Well, Marty and I have been doing this over 4 years. We've done several hundred shows. We've heard so many times that the importance of the whole company is the strength of the franchisees and developers, and
mm-hmm.
so that teamwork, you know, everybody's in it together. You know, it's a great thing when that's all really going well.
It is, and you know, anytime you talk to franchise owners, you know, you're going to hear, there's no one in any system that's not going to hear a complaint here and there. But you know, the most common complaint you hear across the franchise industry is, you know, I'm not getting enough sales. I want to grow my business, and that's why we've implemented the area developer role, and the way we've implemented it and put it at a very affordable rate, franchise fee, because it takes that away. And there's always somebody focusing on business development and growing that business.
If I owned a medical practice, I would have just hired you right on the show here, just for the record.
There you go. There you go. Exactly.
So, you know, so what's next for
sure today?
Yeah, just email it over. So what's next for 360 Clean? What are some of the plans coming up this year and next?
Well, I'm actually fixing to walk into an embassy suite to speak to a gentleman, and hopefully we're going to be entering the Charlotte, North Carolina market here very soon. But we want to be nationwide by the end of 2012. 2011, we feel certain we'll enter at least five or six new markets. But at the same time, we feel like a lot of the momentum we have will take us into new territories, and we want to have a representative in at least one representative in each state by the end of 2012.
And I think you will. Seems like you
yeah,
both obviously
absolutely.
Doing a good job, know what you're doing. I really like, you know, this type of niche market
mm-hmm.
that you're going after, because, you know, this is a pretty big industry, you know, commercial cleaning. I like how you just have, like Marty said, I like the name. I like your specific niche in medical. I know you do other, but, you know, we'll have to see what happens. Best of luck to you.
We appreciate it so much.
Barry, what's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Are there any websites they can go to, any numbers they should call?
Absolutely. You can go to 360clean.com, so www.360clean.com. Everything is on there about our franchise information, the JNMS system. Or you can also call 888-241-4665, and that's 888-241-4665. And you can ask for myself, or you can ask for George Palmer, our Director of Franchise Development. We'll take care of you from there.
That's fantastic. I want to thank both you gentlemen again, Barry and Dennis. You're a fantastic guest, and Don and I would love to have you back in the near future.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Great job,
gentlemen.
Guys.
Take care.
So long.
Great show, huh, Don?
Yeah, interesting. You always have to have a little niche and specialty, you know, and I think these days people are more than ever paranoid about getting sick and germs and all that, and if I was a company, I'd pay a little more to make sure I have a service that was solid and was going to do the job. I didn't have to worry about it.
Well, yeah, it is. It's so important. I mean, again, you don't want your employees getting sick, you know? It's, you know, and it's interesting, just like, you know, as a marketing professor, you know, how Barry was able to, like, identify, like, the trends taking place in society, you know, like the sanitizer. I mean, you see that hand sanitizer, Don, all over the place. And my wife, I hope she's not listening right now, she's a fanatic with that stuff, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Yes, the world has changed today. It's not the same world as it was 10 years ago, you know? I mean, people are conscious of these things, you know? Companies are going green, you know? So these are important things. And again, go back to that stat. Is your desktop contains 400 times more germs than a toilet. Ouch.
Right.
You know, it's that's something. So it's a great concept. I'm very interested, you know. So, again, we'll keep our eye on them and have them back in the near future.
Yes.
Well, good job today, Don. And for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com. Go to franchise.com, franchiseworldradio.com, franchisefunding.net. It's a lot of websites, Don, for me to remember. And
thank our sponsors and another good show. And we'll talk more next week about the upcoming shows.
Absolutely. Good job, Don. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Talk to you next week.